Hello and welcome to Maximum Garbage, the first talking book about the band. It was written and researched by Ben Graham. Music is by Amanda Thompson and it's read by Nancy McLean. You can check out our full catalogue on our website at www.chromedreams.co.uk.
It took a long time to, when the record came out, no one knew who we were, and we eventually sold 4 million records, but it took 2 years to do. It was really slowly and quietly over a long haul.
Picture the scene. It's Garbage's first major US tour, supporting their debut album. The location is a theatre hall in any Midwestern college town, packed with curious young kids in their teens and early 20s. Many are still plaid-wearing grungers, keen to check out the new group from the guy who produced Nevermind. Then there are the pseudo-goths, many of them female, who found something to identify within the brooding sexual darkness of Garbage's songs, and who took Only Happy When It Rains as their unironic anthem. There are those who heard first single Vow on college radio and thought, dude, these guys rock! Only to be confused by the mellower, dancey direction of subsequent tracks. Others saw the trip-hop and electronic elements of Garbage as the main part of their appeal, hinting towards a new, futuristic route for rock music to travel down. Then there are those who saw Shirley Manson on MTV and simply thought she was a babe. The fans have come to see Garbage live for many reasons. All of them are about to be blown away by what they see and hear tonight. The lights go down. The crowd cheer, a tense drum loop echoes around the auditorium, and a sinister, seductive female voice croons out, "Things don't have to be this way." Then bang! The lights blaze out again and the band are on stage, the boys' shadowy figures in the background cranking out queasily relentless riffs, while up front, Shirley stares out into the audience with teasing, slightly mocking eyes, absolutely in control. Wearing a violent pink feather boa, short skirt, spike heels, a studded dog collar and a skinny fit white t-shirt, her red hair and black mascara accentuating her pale, almost translucent skin, Shirley Manson knows that now all the attention is focused on her. The boys in the flannel shirts have completely forgotten that they've come to see the guy who worked with Nirvana, especially as the song crashes into its aggressively melodic chorus. "Fix me now, I wish you would," Shirley sings. And suddenly she's caressing the shaft of the long pink microphone stand in front of her in an alarmingly suggestive fashion, one booted foot up on the monitors. "Fix me now," she moans, not submissively, but challengingly. The boys don't know whether to be turned on or terrified. The girls love it. Shirley is in charge. It's her show now. From the start, it's obvious that Garbage have thrived on their contradictions. A band that began life as a studio project and still assemble their tracks layer by meticulous layer, they nevertheless come thrillingly alive on stage. The detached scientific process by which songs are assembled, rejected, and then put back together again is in contrast to the spontaneity and passion with which the four members of Garbage work. All are equally involved in deciding on both lyrics and music, and although they each have their individual areas of responsibility, all collaborate on the final product. A band who pride themselves on their sonic perfectionism, they still recognize the importance of the random factor, the ideal sound, riff, or phrase arrived at by chance. Mistakes are often left in, rough edges deliberately subverting the polished sheen of the whole. There's no doubt that Shirley Manson personifies that random element in Garbage, the ghost in the machine. She turns what could have been an exercise in merely pushing all the right buttons into something fascinatingly real and human. Shirley brings the soul, the sexuality, the earthiness, and sometimes the madness to Garbage. Just as the band's songs deal with the fine lines between love and hate, passion and jealousy, lust and obsession, pleasure and pain, so Shirley herself is a walking mass of contradictions. The provocative sex symbol, who always believed she was unattractive. The fiercely guarded private person given to suddenly exposing herself in the most open and vulnerable manner before fans and journalists alike. Sensitive and aggressive, poetic yet down to earth, a completely modern woman enthralled to the icons of the past, Shirley Manson is Garbage. Butch Vig, Steve Marker, and Duke Ericson may be the craftsmen responsible for much of the group's music, but Shirley is undoubtedly their muse as well as their voice. If they create the monstrous, relentless juggernaut of sound that is Garbage, a densely layered collage of loops and beats, darkness and rhythm, melody and noise, then Shirley is the fragile human spirit that makes it work. She is the beauty to their beast, and sometimes vice versa, because nothing in Garbage is ever quite the way it seems.